Journalists Banned from Portland Indigenous People's Day of Rage. By Bob Price on October 12, 2020. Reports from Portland, Oregon, indicate that an Indigenous People's faction of Antifa banned independent video streaming journalists from a planned day of rage. The organized event led to the toppling of statues honoring former presidents Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt. Tonight, the Indigenous faction of Antifa held a day of rage riot in Portland. Independent journalist Andy NGO tweeted. They banned video recording as the criminal acts were planned ahead. They've toppled the statues of Roosevelt and Lincoln so far using chains. Tonight, the Indigenous faction of Antifa held a day of rage riot in Portland. They banned video recording as the criminal acts were planned ahead. They've toppled the statues of Roosevelt and Lincoln so far using chains. Hashtag Portland Riots picked out twitter.com/PK_Dekeeksakli. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, October 12, 2020. That Portland self-identified video journalists followed Antifa instructions to not record a pre-planned violent criminal riot tonight tells you what you need to know about the previous information coming from those sources. They prioritize protecting Antifa over truth. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, October 12, 2020. A search of social media for live video of the attacks on the statues turns up very few results. Videos only report after action reports of vandalism in Portland. The Abraham Lincoln statue in Portland was toppled tonight by the Indigenous faction of Antifa who organized a day of rage. Hashtag Portland Riots pic.twitter.com HJ6L7P4HI. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, October 12, 2020. One of the few as it happened videos shows a crowd of peaceful protesters cheering as vandals topple the Teddy Roosevelt statue. Hashtag Antifa Black Bloc protesters cheer and celebrate peace and love in downtown Portland tonight. Hashtag Portland Riots pic.twitter.com/EU4JPQ JP9V. A_promoter_of_peace. Peace Dove, at Y0L_says_hi. October 12, 2020. In addition to the destruction of the two historical statues, rioters also attacked the Oregon Historical Association. In addition to smashing windows, rioters tossed a burning flare into the building. Update: damage to Portland Art Museum, flare thrown into building. Protesters now marching through streets. Riot declared. Hashtag PD's protests, hashtag Xriot, hashtag Portland protests, hashtag Portland Riot, hashtag Portland, hashtag protest, hashtag riot pic.twitter.com/dphbt1ncrk. Independent Media PDX, at Independentx, October 12, 2020. The videographer initially identified the building as the Portland Art Museum. They later corrected the location to be the Oregon Historical Association. Rioters moved on to attack the Portland State University Police Office, a Wells Fargo Bank building, and other businesses in the downtown area. Antifa rioters smashed up the @Portland_State University Police Office. Hashtag Portland Riots pic.twitter.com/DaBSKMSCH. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, October 12, 2020. Multiple businesses damaged around the downtown Portland area. Jimmy John's. Hashtag PD's protests, hashtag Portland protests, hashtag Portland riot, hashtag Xriot, hashtag Portland, hashtag protest, hashtag riot pic.twitter.com/JH7Z9FL7I. Independent Media PDX, at Independentx, October 12, 2020. Multiple businesses damaged around the downtown Portland area. Protesters plucked letters off the Wells Fargo sign and shattered the front doors with them. Hashtag PD's protests, hashtag Portland protests, hashtag Portland riot, hashtag Xriot, hashtag Portland, hashtag protest, hashtag riot pic.twitter.com/CZM61OZNT. Independent Media PDX, at Independentx, October 12, 2020. Multiple businesses damaged around the downtown Portland area. Benbridge Jewelers. Hashtag PD's protests, hashtag Portland protests, hashtag Portland riot, hashtag Xriot, hashtag Portland, hashtag protest, hashtag riot pic.twitter.com/U@7WH1URN. Independent Media PDX, at Independentx, October 12, 2020. Portland police eventually respond to disperse the crowd and attempt to restore order. Portland riot police chase and disperse the remaining protesters/rioters near Saturday Market location through Waterfront Park. No rests made in this face-off. Hashtag PD's protests, hashtag Portland protests, hashtag Portland riot, hashtag riot, hashtag Portland, hashtag protest, hashtag riot pic.twitter.com/slg7chukki. Independent Media PDX, at Independent, October 12, 2020. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PX and Facebook.